course at the PGA Championship, but Scottie Scheffler's round followed a chaotic morning, as CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Golf star Scottie Scheffler handcuffed and taken into custody by police in Louisville, Kentucky. Police said he allegedly tried to drive around a traffic jam from a fatal accident involving a pedestrian.
He's going to jail.
Scheffler was booked and charged on four counts, including second-degree assault of an officer.
An effort to unionize two Mercedes plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, failed. Employee Rick Webster says there will be another vote.
It didn't break the way we wanted it to, but at the end of the day, we've all got to go back in there and we got to work together. Hopefully in a year, we're able to hold another election and we'll pass it then.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Toomey and Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who gives us an overview of summer weather and tells us how to deal with ticks.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio, Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got a jam-packed show here. Thanks to our producer, Haley, here. I have to roll out of bed here after my little nappy and ask her what the show's about. And it sounds like we got a great show here. We have our friend Ruth Buffalo on. And there's Ruth right there. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, Matsukidads. Thank you for having me.
Right on. And Ruth, you are the CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minneapolis, and a lot going on, and great to have you on and give us some updates of this great organization and how we can support it.
Yes, thank you. We do have a lot going on. I am thankful and super happy and proud to be in this new role of CEO, President of the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. I stepped into this role about maybe 10 or 11 weeks ago, I think, on March 4th, 2024. And definitely hit the ground running, I would say, in like a dead sprint. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, been very interesting, and just trying to help stabilize our agency and keep the doors open for seven generations ahead and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got a great history of a lot of great leaders, and it's really great to have you on and talk about you now as the new leader. Your vision to what's going to happen there. I know there's so many things that happen for the community. And also there's a support aspect that I think us as good relatives here in the Twin Cities and all over Turtle Island need to know about how we can support such a great organization with such a great history.
Yes, thank you. Definitely donate. We need... we welcome all donations, monetary donations. Actually just visited with a fellow nonprofit in the area here who helps, they're a volunteer organization, and they help with renovations, and they did a good amount of renovations, I believe, this past fall of 2023, and they're hoping to return. They're actually going to be here tomorrow to do some work on the north side of our building in the playground area, and so we have a lot of things on deck and in the docket, but definitely please donate. We're super thankful for all of our supporters, past and present. There's a donate tab on our website, miwrc.org, and donate. I believe it comes up right when you click on miwrc.org. We are, super grateful for all of the donations and support. But yes, we are still here, and we have an amazing staff, who are very committed to the future of MIWRC and our client relatives that we serve. And so we are, again, stabilizing all of the existing programs that we have, but we also are helping make sure that our staff are supported, through self-care and our personal wellness, and doing things as a staff, as a collective, to make sure that we are centering our healing as well, so that we can be of service and continue to be of service to the community that we serve. So those are some of the things that are top of mind right now.
Awesome. And, you have awesome services, awesome. I'm using that word awesome a lot today. Really, really cool things happening there. I know you bring in relatives that help with, making ribbon skirts. And so there's big talking circles that happen there. Can you talk a little bit about what happens during the week there at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center?
Yes, a lot of programming, a lot of outreach, home visits. We have a new sexual assault empowerment group for Native women starting up May 24th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Our Nujimo She They Heals program will be holding a monthly support group for Native women who are survivors, or those who identify as women are definitely welcome and will be embraced. And so survivors of sexual violence, gender-based violence, we provide a safe space to support Native women and, you know, trans relatives to provide culturally specific crafts and discuss topics conducive to healing. And then there will be a free meal and refreshments provided. Please contact Penelope Sanchez at psanchez@miwrc.org. So that's one new group that's popping up right now. New Jamal also does weekly visits into the correctional facilities and helps survivors of violence, you know, gender-based violence. And so with a lot of supportive wraparound services, downstairs we have the drop-in center. And that is also open on a daily basis where we're helping serve client relatives who are unhoused, may come in, seek services. Right now, we don't have in-house any behavioral health or addiction services, so we do a lot of referral services. In the past, MIWRC did have all of those services in-house, but we're definitely strengthening existing and past partnerships. Like, for example, Native American Commission, I'm thinking of Fargo language, Native American Community Clinic, NAC, are super amazing partners of ours. They host a cedar ceremony here every month in the community room within the MIWRC building. We also have the Family Services Department that has a lot of home visits, outreach through kinship care, life skills parenting, and also other outreach and parenting curriculum classes. And then we have our traditional birthing program that does a lot of outreach and supportive services. And then we have our learning center that has a couple trainings on deck, Native American 2-day training focusing on substance use disorder, also another SUD training on deck as well. And then we have housing. We have a housing navigator who is helping stabilize housing for our relatives unhoused. We had the top two floors of the MIWRC building, they are going to be renovated. And we had a huge process that took place before I got here where there was a relocation process and plan. And it's been interesting, but I'm hearing a lot of feedback, which is good, you know, of sort of success stories of families that, you know, it was hard for them to move. Some of the families had lived here for 12 years, you know, a huge life-changing event, but they actually were moved into more of an independent setting, nicer environment, nice house, you know. So there's some success stories there, and I just really want to give credit to our amazing staff who continue to show up day in and day out, providing selfless service and continuing to center our client relatives' voices and try to make sure that our staff, they themselves are whole, you know, and able to help others effectively.
It's amazing. I got to bring my video crew down there because and videotape this. This is just amazing what you all do there. Let's talk a little bit when we come back how our listeners can support what's going on there and websites and things like that. And because this is some great work you're doing there. I want to call you representative, but your CEO, Ruth Buffalo. And we're so happy to have you on. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come up. Okay. Ruth shaked her head. Yes, it's okay. We'll be right back after this short break.
.5 The Tap. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Love that tagline, as I always say. Hey, we're here with Ruth Buffalo, CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minneapolis. And we're talking about the great things that that organization does. And Ruth is the leader. And Ruth, I want to, because I have a good memory, but it's short, I want to bring up right away how people can support this great organization that are listening in.
Yes, our website is miwrc.org. We do have a Instagram page, miwrc2024. We have had some hiccups, unfortunately, with the transition of leadership. And so you might see on Facebook a page that has about, I think, maybe 5,000 to 7,000 followers, but the last post on there was from like October of 2023. We're still trying to gain access to that. And then, early April, I think April 2nd, the second Facebook page was deactivated when a staff member, former staff member, left, you know. And so just being clarifying and being open and honest there, those are the hiccups that we challenges that we face. So we're debating on whether or not to create a third Facebook page, you know, or just continue to wait patiently to try to gain access to the one Facebook page that is up and running. We know that as Native Americans, we're one of the top populations that use Facebook, you know, so it's tough when you don't have access. And it's also tough when you get blasted on Facebook too, in that respect, we'll say pluses and minuses.
Well, Haley blocks those messages out for me, so I don't see them. Thanks, Haley.
Yeah, just spam messages are constant on Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, Haley, you had a good question during the break here about the parade and the float.
Oh, yeah. Ruth, didn't the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, you guys took home first prize for the kickoff parade for Indian Month here, right?
Yes, we did. We took first place out of, I think, 24, 25 floats, and it was definitely tough competition. And, you know, there again, our staff, you know, stepped up and completely shined and did an amazing job. You know, we have artists, we have so many talented people on staff and very, very creative with good hearts. And so it's amazing to see. But yes, we definitely needed that boost, and that was amazing to see. Our staff take first place in the May 1st American Indian Month kickoff parade.
Yeah, definitely. That was exciting. And now I think we have something to shoot for, Haley. You can start working on our float for Native Roots.
I know. What, it could be like a boom box or something.
Big microphone. Yeah, we definitely were already planning, you know, planning ahead, trying to hold that title. So big possibility.
Uh-oh. Not now, Haley.
Oh yeah, we have some stiff competition for sure.
Well, what does a day look like with you at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center? I know there's a lot of, like you mentioned, a Native American Community Clinic, and we know Native American Community Development Institutes right down the street. You know, those neighbors support, support what you're doing, and it's great to have you part of the community.
Thank you. Yes, Madzigirads. Yes, a lot of the Native-led organizations have been super supportive and, you know, providing guidance on just even like when we had a snow day and, you know, just different things in passing, you know, that were super helpful. Like NACD and NAC are helping us, you know, partner with for future funding opportunities. And a day in a life of being here at MIWRC is I work at least 12-hour days. So this is kind of coming into my work day. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, last night I was here till about 8:45. I usually get here 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. But, you know, we're not in the safest neighborhood also. And we had a staff member's vehicle broken into last week, Thursday, broad daylight, 2:00. We have security cameras, but we're beefing up those systems as well and security as well, you know. But and so that would happen in broad daylight. And yeah, so, you know, thankfully her car wasn't stolen. You know, they gained entry, but where she walked out right when they were in her vehicle, you know. And so it was a Kia. And then the next day we saw another Kia parked on the side of the road out there with their window bashed in. And, you know, so it's unfortunate, but so definitely have to be aware of our surroundings. But again, we're here and still, you know, want to wholeheartedly support and serve our community to the best of our ability. But we have a lot of amazing things going on here. You know, we're excited, gearing up for our open house. That will be this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have the amazing Deanna Standing Cloud, who will be our MC. We have painting, you know, cakewalk, a lot of even musical chairs, you know, just some fun games to, you know, engage with the community. We're inviting all community orgs to set up a booth free of charge, but it's just a time to come together. We're going to be grilling. You know, we have some amazing food and potato salad that will be a part of the day. So we hope you'll stop by 2300 15th Avenue South here in Minneapolis in the Phillips neighborhood, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
What the heck? A cakewalk? I have not done that.
We were trying to get a dunking booth too, you know, as a fundraiser, but maybe next time.
we could have Haley do it. It's a little chilly, but
you'll be in there, please.
He said, please.
You know, my son, he you know, when I used to work for my tribal nation, I used to run our summer youth employment program, but they always had a really fun employee appreciation day, and they had a dunking booth. And my son, he's gonna be a senior in high school next year, but he was maybe 8 years old at the time, but he won the dunking booth contest. And he, you know, kept getting the CFO, dunked. But yeah, he has a good arm on him.
Well, that reminds me, now that you're back in Minnesota, are you a Vikings and Twins fan and a Lynx fan? What's happening?
Lynx fan for sure, especially with the Alaska Native Samoan young lady. Hope to catch a few games, hoping that she may stop by and maybe say a few words to our client relatives. Was visiting with Sharon Day at one of the events, and I told her I'll follow her lead. You know, she's with Indigenous, or she leads Indigenous Peoples Task Force, and told her I'll follow her lead, Sharon Day, to like get the connects going with the Minnesota Lynx player. Or maybe we can ask our sister, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
Well, we can ask Haley. Haley knows the PR person for the Lynx and got her on the show the second day that.
Amazing. It'd be amazing. Great role model. What's that?
You say Alyssa Keeley.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm bad at names, so I have to have Haley here tell it. Say that name again. I think I was talking over you.
Alyssa Peely, the one and only Peely Power.
Right.
And she made the roster recently, I saw. So that'd be amazing to watch her. So yeah, it'd be awesome.
Definitely. Well, Ruth, so we got Timberwolves out of you, but not Vikings or the Twins. So we'll have to grill you next week when you come on. Hopefully you can come on every week and give at least a one segment update. I just have to reminisce with you for a second. And I've brought this up to you, but it was really, I always think of this in a good way when we, when I was bugging you to be on the show over the years, and you were flying. Do you remember you were flying somewhere?
Yes. And,
I interviewed Ruth the first segment, and she had to get into a plane and do some of her work. And I listened to the interview, and we talked early, and it was early in the morning. And then we interviewed later after you landed. And when I heard it play back, it was so funny. We were both so tired in the morning. And then in the second part, it was like we were wide awake.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like in between connections. And I think, I mean, in that, during that time too, you know, being like a, you know, in service or service to the people, which is around the clock, you know, like doesn't end when you're in and out of office or not, you know, but yeah, you always kind of, you know, don't want to say no to people. So to the people. So yeah, I would have said no. I would have helped either way, Robert, for sure.
I know. You know, I got to mention this too. And I don't know if a lot of our listeners remember this, but during COVID, we did a thing called Sunday Symposium across the country, and just to check in and see how people were handling COVID in Indian country. And Ruth, you had so many great guests on that show, that you, connections and people you knew and grew up and played basketball with, and what was happening in Navajo Nation and with the doctor down there. I just want to give you a big peeny geegee, and maybe we can do another show some Sunday about what's happening and do that again. That was just, we had 10,000-15,000 people watching this on weekly on Facebook Live.
Yeah, no, that would be great. And for sure, you know, there's lots of pressing issues across and throughout Indian country, urban and, you know, rural. Also, too, just throwing that out there, definitely welcome a meeting with the Twins and the Timberwolves, too, you know, if they should feel so inclined to give a donation to Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Right on. Well, I think Wendy and I are going to the baseball game tomorrow, so I'll check in because we had our booth out there, and I know a few people, but we'll see. And it's great to have you on, and great to have you in the Twin Cities, and you're going to be doing great work as you have been in the past. So we really appreciate you.
Matzigadad, thank you. Likewise.
Right on. That was Ruth Buffalo, Haley, CEO of, you know, Give It To Me, the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minneapolis, doing great work. And we'll be checking in quite often with Ruth. We'll be right back. Native Roots Radio.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Storms are possible today in the southeast after a major system hit the Houston area Thursday, killing at least 7 people. Acting Chief of Police Larry Satterwhite says people need to stay away from the affected areas.
The more you're on the roads, the more risks there are, and our resources are already limited.
President Biden is delivering the commencement address tomorrow at Morehouse College in Atlanta. College President David Thomas.
I think we need some place in this country that can hold the tensions that threaten to divide us.
Golfer Scottie Scheffler will make a court appearance Tuesday after he was arrested yesterday for allegedly not following police orders following a fatal accident.
I said, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get to my tee time. And outside of that, things, you know, escalated from there. I did, you know, numerous apologies.
CBS News Brief. I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Josh Hader gets the save. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing game one of their series in Houston. The crew had the lead but let it slip away in the fifth. Freddy Peralta giving up a 3-run home run. Top of the ninth, Josh Hader in the game, retiring his old team. The Brewers 1-2-3 as the Astros won 5-4 at Minute Maid Park. That's Hader's sixth save of the season. He now has recorded a save against all 30 major league teams. Sam Frelick went 1-for-3. Despite the loss, Frelick says the Brewers clubhouse is getting along fine right now.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together. Pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So, yeah, when you get rolling like that and a game and in a week and stuff like that, it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day, so just hopefully keep that going forward.
NFL Packers receiver Romeo Doubs had a fundraiser with Gilbert Brown in Milwaukee last night, helping children with spinal injuries. The Packers OTAs are next week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high near 83. Clear tonight, a low around 51. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, highs in the upper 70s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday night with a low around 58.
Currently 66 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was and your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
I like what you did there. I am awake, and they sell a lot of strong coffee there. And I love Steve's Blend. Steve's Blend is a super dark, rich flavor, and I love it. Hey, we have Josiah Thunder on, and I am so, so happy. I haven't seen you in a while. I know you're a great dancer, a power dancer, but you are also a great artist, and it's so good to have you on and talk a little bit about what you're doing. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate the invite and all the kind words also. I try hard at both dancing and the art stuff, so I'm happy to be here.
Right on. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your art, the silver work you do, and then how people can look at your beautiful art, I believe on Etsy and a couple other places. We're really excited, Haley, to have this young warrior on and talk about his art, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I think like as soon as I got immersed into like kind of the popular people in the Twin Cities and all the, you know, really cool, good artists. I mean, Josiah, I ordered some of his stuff right away, and I've got some of his earrings on right now. Eh? But
whoa.
Yeah, Josiah, it's really, really cool that you could stop in today. And Big Pina Gigi, I don't think I have to explain what that means. You're Ho-Chunk. So, you know, that's pretty cool. What clan are you in Ho-Chunk?
Thunder Clan. So my dad's family's from just southeast of Eau Claire. And then my grandmother, my daughter, she's actually a green girl. So that's
good one. Yeah. Well, Haley, I just got to remind you, too, my birthday's coming up in a nice you know, applique bracelet, you know, silver bracelet would look good on my left hand. Just throwing that out there.
I know. Well, I want to pop up some, if anyone can head over to our social media streams here and look at our video. Wow. I've got some stuff up of Josiah's here. His Instagram handle is woodland_thunder. So make sure you give him a follow.
So, you know, I see a lot of really cool designs there. What's your inspiration? You know, what's your process?
So the process is, it's kind of like a contemporary mix of both Ojibwa floral designs and Ho-Chunk floral designs on top of that. There's no real kind of like rhyme or reason like why this stuff is made. I kind of just, okay, say somebody orders a set of bracelets, right? They'll say they want floral of some sort. I'll be like, okay, and then I kind of just go with the flow, start drawing designs. There's no real rhyme or reason like how like this stuff comes together. It's kind of like Bob Ross, but metal. I don't know if you follow Bob Ross or not. Right?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, we used to watch Bob Ross after high school. Ho-wah.
Yeah, just like that whole process, you know what I mean? And I really do appreciate like everybody's like their trust. Like trust is a big thing with making not only ceremonial pieces, but powwow pieces, powwow regalia type stuff, and even just like everyday wear. It's a big time thing for me, and it also inspires me to like continue to make stuff, you know what I mean? I always say I'm addicted to the smiles. So like when I get the pictures back from customers, like seeing those smiles is what motivates me to continue on.
Wow, that's exciting. You know, to see, we always have to bring this up, right, Haley? And when it comes to art, because we have our Native Roots Trading Post too, that we sell art, always ask people who made this, you know, and make sure that, you know, there's no appropriation involved. Because I know a lot of our relatives we see out there on Facebook and all these other things, their things are stolen, and next thing you know, there's somebody else is selling them. So always ask who designed this and who made this.
Yeah,
that's a
pretty common question I get asked. They ask if it's appropriation if they buy it and they wear it, especially if they're non-tribal. I said no. I said as long as you understand that. So you know who you purchase it from, right? And you're telling people that you purchase it from an indigenous, or you know what I mean, an indigenous artist, just like you said, who the artist is. And then there's also questions about whether pieces are ceremonial or not. I get asked this quite a bit. Pieces aren't ceremonial until you introduce them to ceremony, right? That's what I tell the people. So otherwise, they're just bracelets, earrings, or whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, I make this stuff for anybody. So it can be tribal, non-tribal, anybody, so.
Right. And, you know, a lot of our artists, and I know we make resin earrings. My son-in-law makes resin earrings, and each piece of corn or whatever, sage or flat cedar, he puts in those earrings, there's a prayer involved. And I know there's also, you pray over your stuff too.
Yes, every day. Every day before I start making stuff, I smudge or burn some cedar or burn some sage, whatever I have, sweet grass, whatever. I have the mindset of, like, I want to have the energy. So I believe in energy reciprocation, right? So if I'm putting good energy into this, that means the person that's buying it is also going to receive that energy. You know, those are the kinds of thoughts I have, like, when making stuff, too. So
that's awesome. So where's your studio?
My studio right now, believe it or not. So a few years ago, we used to take care of my little in-laws when their mom passed away. So we built two bedrooms in the basement, right? And they grew up, moved out. They're like 21 now. So I turned one of their bedrooms into the place where I make all my stuff, right? It's kind of it's like a cramped little, like kind of like humble space right now. But I'm also building a new shop, 24x32. So hopefully I plan to get that done pretty soon so I can move into there and can get into making some more. Like I have bigger plans, bigger ideas, things that I want to kind of evolve into from where I'm at right now. It's exciting, exciting times, exciting stuff. So,
well, I know you've been kind of doing this at least for 5 years, kind of a full-time basis where I've seen your stuff. Has it been longer or is that about the right...
So I got an interesting story of how this all evolved, right?
Let's hear it.
Okay, during the pandemic, right, before pre-pandemic times, I was a union carpenter in the construction for the majority of my life, right? Company I worked for, the pandemic hit. The company I worked for paid a percentage of my wage to be home with my kids as long as their school was, canceled or whatever it was, you know? So during that time, I kind of, I was getting paid to be home. So I had enough free time to kind of experiment with making earrings and a few other things. It actually all started with war clubs, but then transitioned to earrings. And then we ended up opening our shop, developed a following, opened our shop at the end of 2020, and it kind of just took off from there. So it was kind of a crazy, crazy story of how it happened. People are like, they're so down about the pandemic, but to me, I'm like, it was a blessing. It gave me to be home, to be with my kids, and to create art, which I never had time to before. So
let's talk a little bit about those war clubs, because I forgot all about that. Those were those are beautiful. And Haley, take note. Those are beautiful war clubs that we could have
birthday present?
My fan and stuff like that. Talk a little bit about those. Those are awesome.
Okay, so I just want to give a shout out to my big brother, Gerald White. He's from Leech Lake. He's a mentor. I met him by chance at a powwow. Oh, actually, I fanboyed. I didn't say anything to him when I was walking through the powwow line after we danced our special or whatever, right? And I was just like I was at a loss for words. And then he came back and sat down by me and like introduced himself, and we talked and kind of became friends, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's a traditional war club maker, ball-headed war club maker. Kind of mentors me, give me different like tips and tricks along the way, and like how to shape these things, how to like harvest wood, you know. Different types of hardwood, a lot of different information, and I really appreciate him for that. I kind of like, I don't even know how I even got into it. I was given a club by my dad, which my grandfather made for my dad back in, I think it's like almost 70 years ago now, maybe 65 years ago. So my grandfather carved that for my dad, gave it to him, and then I kind of used that as inspiration. And it you saw how it was, like it just got out of control with the clubs. And every time I learn a new skill, I like I become obsessed with it, and I want to get better and better and better and better. You know what I mean? So, and I just kind of had a good following, got lucky along the way. So,
well, it's continuing good luck. So I think it's more than luck. You definitely have a skill and as an artist, it's amazing. I kind of forgot about the clubs until you brought that up. It's like, yeah, that was huge. And people use them for dancing and for a lot of things.
And another cool thing too, that got the whole earring game started, right? I made mini war club earrings. Somebody asked me about this the other day at the American Indian Center, the grand reopening, right? I was there at the ball. And somebody asked me, like, hey, are you still making those? I was like, what? I was like, I almost thought that everybody forgot about them. It kind of cringe almost, because it's at the beginning, like the humble beginnings type things, you know? So, I appreciated their memory. And I was like, hey, I'll have to dig back into the vault and try to remember if I can make them, because they're only maybe 3 inches long, and they're both a gun stock and little ball head war club. So they're kind of cute.
Those are like pansexual, anyone could wear those.
The way all the stuff I make there's no, you know what I mean, anybody can wear this stuff. So
yeah, a co-worker of mine, Danielle DeLong, I know she has two beautiful cuffs that you made a few years ago, and she wears those when she wants to look really out and about. So those are beautiful.
Oh yeah, she's one of my favorite customers. She's bought quite a few pieces. Like you'll see some of the different shell jewelry she has with elk teeth. Definitely good energy. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the PR, all those kinds of things too. I'm like, I just, like I said, that energy transference, like, you know, I that's what I'm all about. I like that stuff, so.
Right on. Hey, Haley, can you pop up the art and maybe give a quick how we can find Josiah?
Yeah, definitely. So you could shop him at woodlandthunder.etsy.com or and follow him on Instagram at woodland_thunder.
Yeah, there it is. It's beautiful stuff. We'll talk a little bit more. We're with Josiah Thunder, Woodland Thunder, and look at the beautiful things on there. I know most of our audience, the 200,000 people that listen to us over Turtle Island, can't see this. So come back and watch this and check it out. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little bit of calm along with some gentle stretches and goats. It's relaxing all levels yoga, including playful goats, and happening Fridays through Sundays until November at Hidden Timber Soul Sanctuary on County Road N in Fall Creek. Find more at HiddenTimberSoulSanctuary.com. Or why not spend the night finding your artsy side at the Simply Creative Studio and Boutique. This one, all about painting and around a ballpark theme. Classes include everything you need, and it's happening Friday night, May 24th at Dixon's Autumn Harvest Winery. It's on County Highway J in Chippewa Falls. And the Chippewa River Trolley is back for the season. Hop on board for family fun on Saturdays, winery tours Sundays through September, leaving from the local store in Eau Claire, and you can find more at ChippewaRiverTrolley.org. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! All right. Josiah, thanks for joining in. Right on. Hey, we are talking to Josiah. He's Thunder, and he is the owner of Woodland Thunder. I guess, can I put jewelry at the end? Woodland Thunder Jewelry, or how would that?
Yeah, you can put jewelry. I think at one time we had custom jewelry. We had jewelry. Yeah, that works. I know it's kind of, the art aspect is kind of broad. Like I said, that does include war clubs, yet spoons, different stuff like that. So
wow, that is so exciting. And you know, and also what I really like too is, like you were saying, it's modern but also old school in a lot of sense, and really molding the two together. You know, people and you know, fashion shows wear your stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I got invited to it's kind of cool. There's so many different people from different parts of the United States that purchase my things. They end up either in fashion shows, movies. A big one would be like a few episodes of Reservation Dogs. kinds of things, you know what I mean? There's some in, okay, so the pieces I made for Reservation Dogs are kind of some different pop culture pieces. And then even one of my friends, she's from Oklahoma, she bought some pieces and was kind of like one of the people's, what is it? What are those actors called that are in the background, whatever. She was one of those people.
Stand-ins?
Yeah, stand-ins, that's exactly. She was a stand-in, and she even wore some of my stuff while she was a stand-in. You know what I mean? So hearing about those kinds of things, they definitely put a smile on my face. Not only that, I've made pieces for different musicians, like heavy metal bands, heavy metal lead singers, specifically for them, gifted to them. Even like with their names on it, Floral Designs, Ojibwe Floral, at a heavy metal concert on the lead singer, right? That, to me, that's like insane. It's like insane, crazy mm-hmm. stuff to see that, right? and last year I was at that show. And the band is actually Seven Dust, right? It's one of my favorite bands of all times. And I give a shout out to my big brother, Big T, Terrell Sather. He kind of like put the wheels in motion for like stuff with the band, right? And to see that stuff on stage and to get a shout out from the lead singer while the show was going on is like the biggest thing ever. So
Wow, that is cool. That is very cool. What other cool? Well, let me do this because this last segment's pretty short, and I would like you to say whatever you would like to say. If you want to give a shout out to more of your supporters and people who have really inspired you, Josiah, I'd love you to have that opportunity.
Oh, sure. So at the beginning of when I got into the business, I always, one of the people that really inspired me and inspired a lot of small business owners is Sarah Howes, right? To me, that's probably the main inspiration for when I got into jewelry. And she gave me a lot of advice on some of the different things to do, how to interact with customers, stuff like that. So I'm always forever grateful. And we have a kind of a jokingly relationship on Facebook and even in person, you know, but she's super cool. Another person that I want to give a shout out to also is Adrian Benjamin, right? I know she was a big fan of the show. Again, another fan, another creator, another artist. People I look up to are artists in general. They kind of give off that good energy that a lot of times I just sit there and just like be in their presence and like enjoy that energy that they give off. You know what I mean? I don't even have to say anything. Just sit there and just enjoy that company, right? It goes a long ways, but at the same time, once they start talking to me about jewelry and making stuff, then I'm like, I can't stop talking about this stuff. So it's kind of like that short moment is short lived, and I appreciate their acceptance of my kind of like my nerdiness with this type, with the art stuff. So
that's awesome. And you know, I gotta say, people too that have not met you in person, it's really cool to see a soft side of a gentle giant like yourself. You're about 6'5", 6'7", somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's the thing. When people meet me, they'll look at me. Even when I was at the American Indian Center, like re-grand opening, people were looking at me. So I'd go over and like introduce myself. I mean, I look scary. You know what I mean? I look scary, but I'm not. Then, like, once people start talking to me, they're like, oh, you really are. You know what I mean? Like you said, a teddy bear. But don't tell everybody that, right? Okay? So I want them to fear
you. Yeah. You want certain people to fear you, that's for sure.
Yeah. But,
I know our family, me, my daughter, my Weeha, and Hinu have gotten pictures with you at powwows over the years because you're doing it. You're there, and you're dancing for people who can't dance, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate it also. A funny story, too, is I only started dancing back in 2018, right? That's the first time I ever danced in my life, making my own outfit, and then kind of just building on that from here. So I really appreciate those kind words. It makes me feel good. Like you said, dancing for the people that can't dance, that's like my favorite thing. So,
yeah. Definitely. And wow, this has been really, really fun. And we have to do this again. Again, I really want to, because you're a beautiful person and you have a beautiful art, to give out that address to our listeners again, Haley, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So you can follow Josiah's stuff on woodlandthunder.etsy.com and then give him a follow on Instagram @woodland_thunder.
Well, this has been fun. Where can we see you again? Or do you bring your jewelry to powwows, or are you pretty much online?
Most of my stuff is online. I'll be set up. There's an event in Madison coming up. I have a lot of online sales, a lot of orders that I try to take care of, and that keeps me pretty busy. Every once in a while, I'll set up. You'll see. I usually post stuff on Instagram or our Facebook business page. I usually give everybody a heads up because people ask me if I'm bringing stuff to the ball. I'm like, oh man, I want to, but at the same time, I like dancing and I just like going around and visiting, and I don't want to have that extra stress going on. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely. Well, this has been really my pleasure to sit down and talk to you, and I see you around the community, and it's great to promote what you're doing. And I wanted to say a big peeny gigi for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate the invite as well. Like I said, I'll see you all the time. I love kind of hanging around that city's area, that whole energy, even the Minnesota, like that whole art scene. I really enjoy. So
Not enough to wear a Vikings, though, right?
Don't even say that. You know where I live at, right?
just testing you. Hey, really, a big Peeny Geeky, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, you're very welcome. I look forward to seeing you again.
Right on. That was awesome. Wow, Haley, that was just so fun.
It so is. And I'm excited to, I always got to check his Etsy site too, because I'm like, he posts new stuff on there all the time and I'm trying to keep up. And then like, you'll add it to your shopping cart and then you'll come back and it's gone. You know, someone else got it. So I'm always, I got those updates on, those notifications again. So woodlandthunder.etsy.com.
Well, you know, I'm a baby elder, so my wrists are shrinking. So just remember that when you're picking me out some, beautiful.
Yeah, we could get you some kids' sizes, maybe a little cheaper or something.
Big Peeny, good one. Hey, I pushed the wrong button. I got the applause going on.
Oh, hey, it was a good one.
Right on. Hey, great show. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. If you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Civic Media. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Storms are possible today in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida as the power is still out for hundreds of thousands in Houston after a strong system hit the city Thursday. At least 7 people were killed. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports.
Just north of Houston, rounds of extreme weather have slammed the area in recent weeks, and residents there are still shaken up.
All this was someone's house.
Everyone's lives. Just on the street.
As the cleanup continues, officials are urging non-essential workers to stay off the streets and roads and continue to have patience with first responders.
The National Weather Service says 4 tornadoes touched down in the Pittsburgh area yesterday. Golfer Scottie Scheffler played well at the PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky, after he was arrested, charged with assault for allegedly not following police orders at the scene of a fatal accident. Correspondent Danya Backus.
An attorney for Scheffler described it as a misunderstanding and denies the golfer assaulted the officer with his vehicle. Scheffler said in a statement that he was proceeding as directed by officers and that he never intended to disregard any of the instructions. Scheffler eventually teed off after the chaotic morning, shooting a 5-under 66, one stroke better than his Thursday round.
President Biden is in Atlanta this weekend for campaign events and to deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College tomorrow. Some students oppose the speech because of their views on the Israel-Hamas war, but others are embracing the president's visit.
Just having a standing president at your commencement speaking, that's obviously historical.
Former President Donald Trump will address members of the NRA in Texas later today. CBS News Dallas reporter Bo Evans.
Gun supporters will be packed in there. They are expected to be there for President Trump's speech. He is obviously a big draw. Governor Greg Abbott will also be speaking. Organizers for the NRA expect more than 75,000 people to attend, and it's the largest gathering of Second Amendment supporters, according to the NRA.
Trucks carrying aid to Gaza rolled across a new U.S.-built pier, David Martin explains.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says that in addition to the 1,000 soldiers and sailors conducting the mission, a small force of U.S. troops is protecting the causeway anchored to the shore. A Pentagon official says the troops are at the end of the causeway, about 500 yards offshore, and will not violate President Biden's order of no American boots on the ground in Gaza. Further out, to